everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And Jerome Bernard is with us. And I tell you, we have had in the last 12 years since I've been doing this radio show here at KLSX, we've had a lot of psychics come in. And I think that with the exception of Jerome Bernard here, who's sitting on my left, sitting on your right if you're watching the radio, he is the only one in the world that I believe has a true gift. Everybody else, not so much. These guys are on TV. These guys that write books and have websites, not so great. But Jerome Bernard, the best psychic in the world. And he only comes in town. He lives in Massachusetts. And I don't know, some kind of, you have a studio apartment back there?
I do not have a lovely home.
You do have a lovely
home.
Or
as you describe it, a small home.
And what do you do all day? You watch TV?
Well, I'm very involved in the community.
You do. But, you know, if you know, notice if you do watch TV all day long, it's essentially...
Some days I do.
It's essentially for people who are unemployed, huh?
It's go to this school and become a pharmacy technician and get out of your terrible couch.
Right.
Come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. I did it. My name's Heather.
I like the one for a career college.
Which one?
It's called Career College.
Oh.
Yeah. And a little redundant, because if you're going to college, that's why you're going.
You want a career, sure.
Yeah, for a career. I'm going to a career college. I can do it. You can do it, too.
Oh, he's fantastic. Get up off the couch.
Yeah.
What are you still sitting there for?
Why are you sitting on the couch? I did it. I'm a pharmacist. Like, well, where do you work, dude? And stay away from those
pharmacy technicians. I wish they would be at my pharmacy when I went to pick up my medicines, because all I get is very slow-moving people in white coats.
And well, you also have a theory that it's for diabetics as well?
There's a lot of diabetes in the afternoon. A lot of people wanting to get their supplies delivered right to their door.
They're testing strips.
They're testing strips. All their supplies. Once you sign up, it's easy. But you've got to be on Medicare.
Do you know Wilford Brimley has diabetes?
No, I didn't know. I
yeah.
Always
diabetes,
had a commercial
diabetes,
1,000 billion
diabetes,
times.
Diabetes.
Patti LaBelle collapsed on stage. Didn't even know she had diabetes.
I get my testing supplies. He sounds like a real angry diabetic.
Well,
I get my testing supplies.
What I like is that the grim outlook of, and you can still do some of the things you want to do. But that leaves a lot of the things you want to do out.
It's over. Like enjoying food or moving around.
What did Wilford Brimley used to do?
I don't know. But do you remember when his first spot came out, like 5, 10 years ago?
He was on a horse.
Yeah, he was on a horse, and he says, well, as you know, I've got diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, but I had no idea.
Well,
I mean,
well,
he says, as you know.
A bit of a self-importance thing going on.
I don't know, man.
He gets a lot of fan letters, I'm sure.
I'm not his nurse, I'm not his doctor, and I'm not heavily involved in his health care. So I didn't know that he had diabetes. I thought it was very presumptuous of him to say, you know, as you know, I've got diabetes.
Perhaps he thought you read his book called Diabetes. What did I used to do?
Get your testing supplies sent right to your office, your home.
It's as easy as that. Now get off the couch and do something.
Get your testing supplies. All right, let's talk to Heather in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
When's your birthday, sweetheart?
January 21st, 1983.
All right.
You are a beautiful girl.
Is that right?
Oh, thank you.
This is one of those dates that marks an attractive, beautiful girl.
Wow. How beautiful are you?
I must be pretty darn beautiful.
You are pretty darn beautiful. That's one of the key things about people born on this date.
Are you really hot, or are you just BSing?
I'm cute. I wouldn't say hot. I'm pretty cute, though.
You're like an 8?
7.5.
7.5. That's not bad.
Don't put yourself down. You're a beautiful girl, I'm telling you.
Are you married?
No.
Are you single, or you got a boyfriend?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. A
mirror just came in view. She is beautiful.
Did you pass out?
No. I'm on a cell phone.
Ah, okay. All right. So what's your question there, darling?
Well, I kind of had two. I was wondering about my job and career, because I'm kind of...
What is your job?
I'm a dog groomer.
A dog groomer, okay.
Yeah. I haven't really found like a place where I'm set in at. I was working for a company for a long time, and I left, and then I've just not found a place where I really fit in.
You know what? You're one of those people that sort of drifts. You don't really commit, and you kind of lose purpose in the middle.
Is that right?
Yes.
How many times have you been bitten?
Oh gosh, it's a regular occurrence. I can't even tell you.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's not good.
Terrible job.
You have the practical ability, you have the vision necessary to get things going, but you lose interest somehow. You kind of forget to keep your mind eye on the ball, I guess is what they'd say.
Probably. I do tend to kind of say, okay, well, this isn't working when I want it to. So.
Yeah, I imagine you burn out. I mean, you know, every time you go to work, I mean, you know, you got a dog who has a lot of dog crap stuck to his fur, and you got to get in there with those, that razor and those shears and get it out.
Well, you know, actually, I really love my job.
That's what I think, yeah.
Definitely a dog.
And you're good at it. I mean, you are somebody who has the ability to do what you're doing. But you just don't keep your mind on what you want to come from it, or where you want to be next month or next year. And that's what you need to do. You need to make the plan and then keep that in the back of your mind when you feel like sort of freaking dozing off in the middle of it.
All right, Heather, does that answer your question?
I also wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend. Just if you see that like working out, I see it working out, but I'm optimistic.
You're a little bit of a heartbreaker. You, like I said, you're a beautiful person. I don't know whether you hear what I'm saying or not, but you are a very attractive, sexual woman. And that can be a little bit hard for a guy sometimes if he's a jealous type. But
when you're in a relationship, are you in one now?
Uh-huh.
And how often do you guys bang around?
About 3 times a week.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the only thing I'd say about the two of you is to get out a little bit more. Mix a little bit more with either the people that he works with or the people that you work with.
Are you a shut-in?
Me? Yeah.
But you just need to get out a little bit more and make yourself a little social. Because, like I said, whether you see it or not, people are attracted to you. You are somebody that people look at and go, wow.
Heather?
Oh, and that's not a 7.5.
All right. You got to get a new cell phone. You know, I don't want to give my lecture on cell phones here because it doesn't happen that often. But let me take my headphones off here for a second. Folks, a cell phone is good for about 18 months, tops. And then the technology presses on and you are stuck with old technology. So if you haven't gotten a new cell phone, I know the economy sucks. But if you haven't got a new cell phone in the last 18 months and you're real frustrated with your cell phone, go get a new one because the technology has improved over a year and a half ago.
And when you have a bad cell phone, you know you have a bad cell phone.
Yes, and you always blame everybody else's cell phone.
It's not going to get better.
It's yours. It's your cell phone. It sucks. It's irritating to talk to people who have crappy cell phones, so get a new cell phone.
But you know something else, Tim? If you call up your cell phone provider, they can do something over the air to make it a little bit better.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Also, I heard this from somebody who works at Sprint. When you buy a brand new phone, you move up in the priority when it comes to connecting calls. If you have a cell phone that's 3 years old, you're low in that priority. If you have a brand new one, you sit at the top of that list and you get priority over all the other calls.
Sprint is a terrible.
I love Sprint. Okay. I've had Sprint for 12 years now.
I had Sprint for one day and I returned it. I had to wait in line 8 hours to do both things.
I have had nothing but tremendous success with Sprint. I've had Sprint for 12 years.
Wow.
And never had a single problem. So,
wow.
Different experience than you.
Well, you like to put in priority.
All right, let's take another phone call here. Jerome Bernard is with us, the world's greatest psychic and the only psychic that I truly believe can see the future, ladies and gentlemen. All the other psychics, they're all clowns. Who'd you like to talk to here, Jerome Bernard? We have Rick, Richard, Ed, Jay.
Richard. He seems to be waiting a long
Richard
time.
Richard in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Jerome. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, man.
When's your birthday?
October 13th, 1988.
Congratulations. I was born on the same day. That's my birthday.
You are a tough cookie.
What do you mean?
You're intense.
Thank you.
You're success-oriented.
Thank you.
You're a professional sort of person.
Thank you, sir.
You can be elusive when you need to be, but you are a achiever.
Thank you for
You take yourself and your career seriously.
Thank
You're
you.
You're tough.
Thank you, sir.
You're a dangerous person to have as an enemy.
What?
And you have what I guess you'd call guts and endurance.
Well, is that true, Richard?
Yeah, for the most part.
Seven and a half.
Yeah.
That's pretty much me.
All right. What year were you born?
1988.
Oh, okay.
Wow, another baby.
So you've never been alive since you've been alive, the Dodgers have never been in the World Series.
No, they were in the World Series in 1988.
Yeah, but you weren't alive then. I think that World Series was over before you were born.
Are you a little, are you a smoker or a drinker?
No, I don't. I drink like once in a while with my friends, but for the most part, it's not really a daily activity. That's smoking. I enjoy the occasional cigar, but...
Well, wait a minute. Let's get back to the drinking. What were you going to tell them? Because I was born on that date.
October 13th?
Yeah.
Drinking is not good for you, and smoking is terrible for you.
Jesus Christ.
And with you, and I'll say this, I don't believe it's true of a fellow on the phone, but you can be a little bit of a pessimist. A little melancholy, a little disillusioned.
All right, very good. All right, Richard, what's your question, dude?
Well, I'm a student right now, and I'm kind of struggling to get through by school because I think it's kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if I'm actually going to be able to graduate and be able to start a career after school.
You've got to shake that off, because that's the smell of defeat is the worst thing you can have in your head. Just shake it off. And did you hear nothing that I said?
Yeah, I've had 45 years of that, Richard. I know what it's like.
You are a tough cookie. Don't even entertain the thought of not being able to do something you want to do, because you can do anything. And you sometimes when you feel a little bit rejected or that things aren't going your way, you can sort of become bewildered. And just kind of like, Tim, I've seen that look on your face.
Yes, absolutely.
But
see every commercial break.
You are an achiever. You are a person that has endurance. You're success-oriented, and you are bound for success.
Listen to what I just said to him,
and he goes,
Yeah, dude, you're going to graduate
You've
college.
Got the worst attitude about it. And the attitude is what makes things happen. Listen to me.
Yeah, take it from me. You have to have a positive
when
attitude.
When somebody's telling you you are an achiever, you've got endurance, you're a marked success, and you go, that's the worst. I mean, you've got to go, hey,
Richard,
that could be true.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, Timmy,
yes,
do you have any more tickets left for the Fontana race?
Let's see. Yeah, I do. You want some?
Can I get some?
Yeah, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the Stater Brothers 300 at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, Saturday, February 21st. Get your tickets at AutoClubSpeedway.com. AutoClubSpeedway.
See, he's a success.
.com. There
he
you
said
go.
Said what he wanted, he got it.
All right, gang.
I hope he's not training to be a pharmacy technician, because that seems sort of
not.
Easy.
The world's greatest psychic is with us, and his name, Jerome Bernard. Everybody else is a phony out there. All right, who'd you like to talk to here, Jerome?
Just go in order and take
All right, let's talk to a Rick then, in North Hollywood. Rick?
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
All right. And what is your birthday, young man?
1/30/87.
1/30/87. July 30th, 1987.
January.
I'm sorry, January 30th, 1987.
You're a little concerned about your image, but you're a very astute person. You're smart. You're a take-charge kind of a person. Sometimes you do things in a little bit of a grand manner. And, oh, I'm sorry, Tim. Am I not speaking...
Right,
my voice is probably...
There you go.
I'm old.
All right.
You need to let people know what you really think. Sometimes you don't, and that makes you feel uncomfortable.
All right, what's your question there, Rick?
Really, it's about my job. I'm a security guard now, and I'm not really too happy with it. I get job offers, like, I work at a construction site, and the superintendent, he offered me a job, but I don't really think he's serious about it. I don't know if I should really... Like, look towards it or look
Why would somebody
something?
Offer you a job and not be serious about it? What is all the negative thinking?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Somebody offers you a job, that's an opportunity. If it's something that seems good to you, just take the next step. I mean, why would somebody offer you a job and be lying?
Yeah, why would that happen to you?
Well, the only negative thing is, like, my security company, we haven't been doing too good over here. And it's never when I'm here, it's when somebody else is here and they know this.
Right.
And I think he's trying to get me away from it because he says they're going to be shorthanded soon. But
what are you making an hour right now?
$8.
So what is the risk of going on to another job that you might like?
You're right.
You know, you can always go back to the
$8. You can always,
job.
Absolutely. You can always go back to being a security guard.
How long have you been a security guard?
I've been doing security since I was 18, but I've had this job for about 6 months.
Anybody ever shoot at you?
No.
You carry a gun?
No. I was thinking about going to my classes and getting my permit to carry my gun, but I don't really take this too serious, though.
Right.
Why get a gun? You're not happy with the job, then you're unhappy with the job and a gun in your pocket. That's not a good combination.
I took this job because I was like in between jobs. My girlfriend got me this job. It's a small company. He has about 15 employees. And in 3 months, I was the supervisor at the site that I'm at. So it worked out. And I still haven't got my raise for being a supervisor, but...
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a dream job. I mean,
yeah, it sounds like it sucks, dude.
If you take another job and you don't like it, you can take another job. I mean, you're at an age where you're still trying to find something you love that you can do for your life.
Yeah.
And this isn't it. This isn't it.
Yeah,
and
it sucks.
A gun's not going to make it better.
Yeah, I want to try to, like, move pretty fast here because I have a baby on the way. My girl's 8 months pregnant. I found out I'm having the girl yesterday.
Whoa, you found out you're the father yesterday?
No, I know I'm the father, but I just found out I'm having a girl.
Man. What is your girlfriend? Is it girlfriend or wife?
Girlfriend.
And what does she do for a living?
She works for the same company. She's a secretary in the office.
And how much is she making an hour?
$9.
$9. So on $17 an hour, you're going to have a kid, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be making, $9, but it's just not happening.
But now you're at $8?
Yeah.
So
you gotta take the step. If you stay where you are, you're unhappy, you have opportunities that you're not tapping into, you've got to take the step. Just move along.
Yeah, you got to move on, dude.
You're still a young man. You're looking for a place where you're happy.
You're going to raise a kid on the two-year earning $17 an hour, huh?
No, I really don't want to.
All right, you got to move on, dude. Hey, listen, we're going to give you something to try to help you with the kid. And I like to give this out to all fathers who are expecting. It's a $50 gift certificate to Hooters. You can enjoy yourself for one last time here. For the location nearest, you log on to hootwink.com. That's hoot, WINC.com. And congratulations on the kid. Do you have any names picked out?
Yeah, Anaya.
Anaya?
Uh-huh.
Ah, beautiful name.
Thank you.
All right, Rick, I hope that is the healthiest baby ever, and I hope you enjoy. You're going to love being a dad.
Find a place where you're happy to work.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, call us back and tell us how you did.
I will.
Not tonight, but in the future.
I'll call you and let you know when the baby gets here.
Yeah, so. Let us and send us a picture of that one.
I will.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, there he goes. Oh, I hung up on him. Well, he'll call back.
What are
we gonna do? I was going to give him that gift certificate to Hooters. He'll call back.
Didn't sound like he really wanted to go.
Nah, he'll call back. We'll give him. Apologize. All right, let's talk to Helen. You want to talk to? Oh no, I'm sorry, Christine. She's been on hold for a long time here. Christine in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, great! I love listening to you on my way home.
Oh, thank you, darling. You're so sweet to say that. All right, baby. Hey, so you're how old?
I'm 33.
And your birthday?
9/1975.
All right, September 19th. What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm working as like just an office manager for a tutoring center.
Oh, okay, not bad.
You're somebody that's got again a very nice appearance. You have good fortune. You can be a little bit trendy. You can be a little bit materialistic. You've got a lot happening. You're an organized person. You're capable.
Look at that. Is that all true?
Well, you know, I'm not a little bit.
All right. What's the question? You got a question about your love life, I bet.
No, I'm very happily married with two kids, actually.
Good for you.
What I'm wondering is, in my direction in my career, I am really interested in going into event planning, and it's something that I want to do, both the economy, and I want to go out on my own, and I'm just wondering if that's really the right path.
Well, did I say you were tasteful, elegant, and organized?
You did.
I mean, does that not sound like just what you'd want the kind of person to be planning your event?
I guess so.
Yes, and I want to do it so bad. It's tough starting on your own.
It is tough, especially in this economy.
But you have good fortune. You are a person with good fortune, and your whole personality is about appearance, and you're going to make lovely events for people.
Did you plan your own wedding?
I helped a lot, yeah.
Was it a success?
I've been married for 8 years and two kids, of course so.
Let me ask you this. What kind of soaps and cosmetics are you using? I hope that they're non-allergenic.
No, not at all. That's so funny. Why?
No, you just should use non-allergenic products.
Okay.
And make sure you get enough sleep.
I never get enough sleep, but
is that amazing that you knew that? How often? I mean, do you get 6 hours sleep?
Yeah, but both my kids wake up in the middle of the night, so it's off and on, off and on.
How old are the kids?
I have a 3- and a 6-year-old who loves NASCAR.
Oh, well, we just gave away the NASCAR tickets. Sorry, darling.
I know.
All right.
I've been hoping to get through to get those.
Yeah, I'm sorry, baby.
That's okay. Maybe next time.
Wait, you have more NASCAR tickets? Wait, hold on 1 second.
Well, just put her on hold. I'll
all
see what
right,
I can
we'll
do.
Put you on hold and see if we can help you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Hold on, Christine.
Thank you so
all right.
much.
You got it, baby. Enjoy that NASCAR race out there. I think it's in February 21st. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jerome Bernard is with us, and we never have psychics on because, in my opinion, they're all clowns. But Jerome Bernard doesn't do this for a living. He doesn't have a TV show. He doesn't have a radio show. He hasn't written a book. Doesn't have a website. He just does private readings, and you can't get one because he doesn't charge for them. He only does it for certain people. And he is the world's greatest psychic. I'm not BSing you. If you've been listening to the show for the last hour and a half, this guy is spot on. Is that what they say in England? Spot on?
Spot on, yes.
Spot on.
Spot on.
You know, he uses that a lot as Chef Ramsay.
Yes.
Spot on. Do you watch that show?
I do.
I watch that show as well.
I hear him use a lot of other words as well.
Yeah. I love the Kitchen Nightmares. You look at that?
I do. I am a little afraid to eat out after I do because everyone's kitchen is filthy. It is filled with all kinds of rotting side dishes.
I love, even though I think that Kitchen Nightmares happens to sort of have the same formula every week, I still enjoy the show.
Yes, absolutely.
He shows up, he tastes the food, it's crappy.
There's an idiot in the kitchen.
Yeah, the yelling in the kitchen, yelling amongst the people in the restaurant.
I like when the people in the kitchen start out with, I'm not going to listen to what he has to say.
Then there's filth in the kitchen, that's cleaned up. Then he rearranges the whole restaurant, their
completely
first night back is a disaster. And more yelling.
And he teaches them simple dishes.
Yes,
simple
he does.
Local dishes with local foods. Changes their entire menu overnight. We're going to be known for our clam chowder.
I love that show. All right, let's talk to Shannon in Valley Village. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. And how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
All right, I love that name, Shannon.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so you live in North Hollywood. And when's your birthday?
Valley Village.
What?
Valley
she lives
Village.
In Valley Village.
All right, whatever you want to call
Actually,
it.
I know Ryan Wong.
You do?
What?
I do. I used to work for the station.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you're Shannon
McHugh.
Yeah,
yeah.
She used to be our assistant webmaster.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so Shannon,
when you have an interest in webs, yeah. web design.
When's your birthday,
yeah.
baby?
No kidding.
December 4th.
December 4th.
December 4th.
All right, Jerome Bernard's with us. What do you think?
She's an energetic, aggressive kind of person. Sometimes you need to let go of power and let a little bit more love in your life. You're smart. You're somebody who, when you say something, nobody questions it. You have a voice of authority.
How smart are you, Shannon?
Well, I just got into USC, so I guess I'm pretty smart.
You're a smart person. When you say something, people take it as fact. You're the Wikipedia of humans.
Who's the current vice president of the United States?
I'm sorry?
Who's the current vice president of the United States?
Joe Biden.
There you go. How many senators are there in the United States?
Oh, man, don't play this. I'm so nervous.
Come on.
I'm so nervous.
Just
right
take a
now.
Shot. How many senators in the United States?
We'll believe it because you're authoritative.
Yes.
50.
All right, close.
I'm 52.
Closer.
I don't know. I'm losing my mind today.
Two from every state.
Oh, okay.
100.
Well, then 100.
You could be a little bit more interested in making money.
What are you going to study at USC?
Right now, I'm doing broadcast journalism and psychology.
Good for you.
You can be a little theatrical.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A little theatrical. You have your own way of doing things. You're a little unpredictable.
Yeah.
And
there you go. All right, Shannon, what's your question? What's a big question?
I'm going to tell her one more thing. You are somebody who should be doing vigorous exercise, not walking and swimming, mountain climbing.
Oh, man.
Something big.
All right, what's your question, Shannon?
All right, I've had I guess this is a love life question. I've had a boyfriend for about 2 years that has major depression, and I'm just kind of trying to see, you know, what's going to go on with that whole situation because it's getting rough.
I would say...
How major?
Walk away. I rarely, Tim, have you ever heard me
you
say
never
that?
Never say that.
I've never said it before.
You've only one other time you said, that a woman should fire her pool man because he was stealing the chlorine tablets.
Yes,
Murray said that. Hey, but, Shannon, is it bedridden depression?
No, it's getting progressively worse, and it's one of those things where he won't get treatment, and so I'm
how
trying
old is
to
he?
Help. He's going to be 30.
You.
It only gets worse with age.
This is one of those questions that you know the answer to so much better than anyone else in the world. It is not for you. You need someone around that can keep your spirits high because that's what you're about.
I would drive to his house tonight.
Oh my God.
Bust up tonight.
Don't sacrifice your own happiness because of your instinct to control and fix this.
Hey, Shannon.
That's totally what it is.
Shannon, there are a lot of guys without depression out there.
I know.
I don't know any guy that suffers from radical depression.
And you're not somebody who's going to thrive in that environment at all.
Okay.
At all. You need to keep your spirits high, and that's not going to happen with
him. All right.
And you know the answer.
I take that back. I know one guy with depression.
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
That's Randy Plays.
Oh,
it's going to get back to him. It's not Brian Whitman. But yeah, depression on guys is a real it's a real ugly stink. All right.
Let me just say one sentence to you. Highly destructive consequences can result from favoring someone over yourself. And their happiness. It's not for you. Walk away.
Shannon, nice to hear your voice again, baby.
All right, thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
You know, if you have to ask a psychic if it's time for you to break up with your wife or your...
Some people can do that. Some, like that wonderful man saying with his family, he's doing the right thing. She's not the kind of person that needs to be around that.
Nah, you got to get out. If you're calling up a psychic to say, should I get out of my marriage or lose my boyfriend or girlfriend, the answer is yes. Get out. Why would you stay with somebody who's depressed like that?
I rarely have such a strong getaway feeling.
Nah, get at it. Especially, listen, if they want to go to treatment and they want to, you know, get rid of this depression.
Well, she said he wouldn't even take his meds.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he didn't want to have treatment. But if you know somebody who's trying to treat their own depression, then yeah, maybe they have a shot. But you have somebody who's depressed and doesn't want to treat it. Adios.
And it's getting worse.
Adios. All right, we got to take a break here before Randy Wang punches me in the face. Before he eats me. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 on the eve of Backstage at the Grammys. Big event down at the Staples Center tomorrow. Ooh. We'll be there live.
Hope Akon's there.
Yes. And we've got to tell you that Jerome Bernard is the world's greatest psychic.
Oh, Tim, I think you've said it enough.
I'm telling you. Nobody, and I don't believe
what
in any
Preston
psychics.
Is listening?
I don't believe in any psychics, but I believe this man sitting on my left, and if you're looking at the radio, it's on your right. He has what it takes. He knows the future. He knows the past. And he hasn't written any books. He doesn't have a website. He doesn't go on tour and give lectures. He doesn't have his own TV or radio show. That's when you know a guy's authentic.
Or sometimes a loser.
Yeah. Talk about that off
there's
the
a
air.
Lot of people without books and websites that are not. You know what I'm saying.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Jerome Bernard, the world's greatest psychic, is with us, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Jerome Bernard is with us, and he's the world's greatest psychic. And, you know, while you're in town, you come in town to see a show or something? Is that right?
I am going to see a show, yes.
What are you going to see there? I know
it's an improv group called Kim Wayans Fan Club.
And you came in specifically to see that?
No,
huh?
I have several
You flew
dinner
in to see
engagements.
Her?
It's one of the things I'm going to be doing while I'm here. I just mentioned it to show that I don't sit in a little chair all day just watching diabetes ads. I will be going out and seeing this show. It's February 7th, and I believe it's also the 14th, but I'll be gone for that.
7th and 14th. Yes. And where is it? What theater?
It's called the Bang Studio on Fairfax.
The Bang Studio?
Bang Studio.
All right. On Fairfax.
It's a very funny group. It's the people that... Have you seen the Planet Unicorn?
I did not.
It's a video thing on the internet. It's for the young people. But it won a lot of awards, and those people are involved. And
so people can run into you there at that event.
If they're there and they recognize my fur hat, I suppose they can.
Are you going both nights or just once?
I'll be going the 7th and the 14th.
7th and 14th. And the address? What's the address on that?
It's 457 Fairfax.
457 North Fairfax.
Yes.
On the 7th and... The 14th, on Valentine's Day. You a big fan of Valentine's Day?
Well, not really, no.
No? Not
anymore. Can't have the candy.
That's right. All right. By the way, do you have type 1 diabetes or type 2?
Type 2.
Is that insulin? You got to take shots?
No, no.
No? You just got to watch what you eat.
Yeah. No, no.
Do you get your testing supplies sent to your home?
I do not get them sent to my home. No, I do not. Nor am I planning to be a pharmacy technician. I'm just aware of the possibility for another lifetime.
My testing supplies. All right, the world's greatest psychic. He is with us. His name is Jerome Bernard. Let's talk to a Sarah in Orange County. Let's see what's happening with you. Sarah, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
All right, darling. What's going on with you?
It's a pleasure to talk to you both.
Thank you, baby. You're very well-mannered.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is July 10th, 1987.
Now, do you know that we spoke to another person with that exact same birthday?
Wow.
Can you remember who that was?
I do not.
It was the young fellow...
Jason or something.
...who was interested in becoming a truck driver.
Mm.
Well, the interesting thing is in my birth certificate it says July 13th, but I guess I figured out the exact same thing when I converted is July 10th. So
converted to what?
Converted to what?
It's from the Persian calendar to the American calendar.
Don't you remember? He said the same thing. First he said his birthday was the 10th, then he said the 13th.
The Persian calendar is different?
Yes, it is.
They add 3 days to everybody's birthday? Or
no.
Did you hear that?
It's just when you convert it, it comes out to be different months. They have.
Are you Persian?
I'm half Persian.
Don't they have their own horoscopes over there? Or?
Well, yeah, they do. But it's just sometimes, like, you know, the year changes. So every year, if you want to convert it, it's not going to be the exact same thing. It's just going to change a little bit.
Do you speak Farsi?
I do.
Can you tell us something in Farsi?
Okay.
Like, tell Randy Wang if he doesn't stop eating fast food, he's going to kill himself.
I get fast food. Oh,
come on. Let me eat a little.
Watch your cushy. Your cushy is not going to be doing well.
All right.
It's not good for you.
Well, let me ask you this then. I'm going to tell you about the 10th and the 13th, and you tell me which is you. Are you a person that's isolated, more observant than participatory?
I am kind of absorbent, but I can be participatory as well.
Are you a little bit uncommunicative, but you procrastinate a bit?
I am a little uncommunicative.
Okay, right. Then that's you're the 10th. You're
perfect.
Right. The conversion is correct.
What would you like? What's your question?
You know, the question, well, I'm going into pharmacy, and I'm hoping that's going to secure my future, but actually the question is for my mom. She's born on January 1st, 1961.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. And I'm just a little worried about her. I want to see her happy, and she's under a lot of pressure, under a lot of stress.
Where's dad?
They're actually going to be separating soon. So he is overseas where his business is, and he comes every 6 months.
Well, I will say this about her.
Great arrangement.
She's a fearful person, and she's oversensitive.
Yeah.
And the worst possible thing to go with that is being inflexible.
Mm-hmm.
She's very competent.
Yeah.
She lacks a little bit of self-confidence and doesn't see her potential. She's not as tough as she needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I just worry about her a lot. I want to see her happy.
Has she ever seen a therapist or something like that?
No, no.
That would be marvelous for her.
How old was she when she came to the United States?
This was 7 years ago, so she was in her early 30s.
And
40s, sorry.
Did you come with her 7 years ago?
Yes.
And did you speak English before you came over?
No, very little.
You picked up very quickly.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
She's somebody with high expectations, which lead to deep disappointments. It would be, and I hope you're not the kind of family that feels that therapy is a bad mark.
No.
Because it would be good for her to talk this out.
Okay.
Because she's a lovely person, but she's just not taking advantage of her talents.
Yeah.
She'd be a marvelous teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She could even climb the corporate ladder, but she doesn't feel it.
Yeah, exactly. Her confidence is very low.
How's her weight?
How is her what?
Her weight.
Her waist?
Her weight.
Her weight. It's actually pretty high right now.
Okay.
How tall is she?
She's, I think, 5'7".
And how much does she weigh?
She weighs, I think, right now about 200 and something.
Okay.
Wait a minute. How tall is she?
5'7".
She's 5'7".
240 pounds?
Yeah.
She's got it starting.
That's a huge bitch!
That's high in fiber.
Randy,
she's got to reduce her sugar. She's at an age now where she needs to take care of this. And she needs to just start walking.
Yeah.
She needs to just stay active, and it will help her depression as well.
Yeah, she does have depression as well.
Yeah, she's got to start eating high-fiber foods.
You know, she's very she never had owned a house, and she really wants to own a house. And I want to see, is she going to be able to do that soon?
You know what? It's again, one of these things. How could anything be less important to a woman whose health is in danger, whose emotional status is so negative, than to have a house? It's setting up a high expectation that just leads to disappointment.
That's true.
She's got to do things where she can see the positive result immediately. Just start walking. Just start eating high-fiber foods. Just start Nutrisystem. Do something, because that's going to release endorphins. It's going to make her feel better about herself. She won't be as sensitive to her looks and that, this and that.
Yeah.
Sarah, yeah, she's 240 pounds. That's, 5'7". That's too much. But
yeah.
Huge bitch!
Hey,
Randy,
all
please.
All it means is just go walking with her.
Yeah,
take
her
around,
go walking. Sarah, thanks for calling, darling.
Thank you.
All right,
so much.
There she goes, everybody.
She
speaks English very well for somebody who's been here for 7 years.
She's a good
years. Girl. There are people in my family don't speak English
like
that.
She's a good girl. She spoke Farsi very well, too,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Love that language.
Cahooch.
Rachel and Tarzana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys both?
All right, Rachel. You're born when?
Do you need the year or just the date?
Just the date.
January 25th.
And are you Russian?
Russian descent?
Yeah.
I guess my great-grandparents.
Wow. I nailed it.
Look at you.
Thank you very much. It rubs off. Jerome Bernard's rubbed
Wait,
off on
was
me.
That Jerome?
No,
that's me.
Jim.
Oh, that was you? No, I do like vodka, though.
Oh, what's your favorite?
My favorite, I'm kind of like classic, you know, Belvedere or Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is the best.
I had this really interesting vintage called Kaufman this weekend, which was really interesting.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm quite Russian, I think.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that my favorite vodkas are the ones that have no taste.
No taste?
Yeah.
So your wife can't smell it on your breath when you get home?
So you just get buzzed. You don't have to actually taste the crap.
Well, let me tell you about yourself. You're an interesting person. You're a talented person. You need to take advantage of your talent. You've got a great destiny about yourself. I'm sorry, Tim. What have I done?
That's right. Got to talk to the mic.
I'm listening. I'm absolutely listening.
Let me tell you something. You're somebody who needs to hear the words, never give up, and change can be your friend.
There you go. All right, what's your question, Rachel?
Sometimes you're a little bit unstable.
What's your question, darling?
Well, I two questions. Mm-hmm. One is this year like career gonna is it gonna happen this year?
What's your career?
Well,
don't say pharmacy technician.
Pharmacy technician.
Oh no!
Is it really?
Of course you'll succeed. They've got job placements.
No, real estate. But I have two houses that are I've been trying to sell, and
you can't sell them.
I don't know. I just need like.
Well,
this
it's a terrible
year.
Time for this career. Let me tell you something. You
I think it's going to pick up.
Talented, and I could even say you have a bit of a genius caliber about yourself. I don't know if you're doing everything you can be doing in your life by being a real estate salesperson.
I know I'm not. But people who think I'm smart, they're just.
But you are smart.
My direction.
But you are smart.
Not smarter than others, but not smart enough to.
Do people not hear what I'm saying over and over again? I just told you you're a genius, and you're, when I told the pretty girl she was pretty, she said she's 7.5. I'm smarter than some people, but not smart enough to be
Rachel,
smart.
Hey, Rachel, are you good at math?
I'm actually very good in math.
Okay, I'm gonna test your genius.
Oh my god, don't give me like
not again
25 squared or something.
No, I'm gonna give you a math problem here. You got to figure out. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
It's gonna be a series of numbers.
Don't fall into a state of depression.
And you got to come up with the answer at the end. All right.
-1.
No, here we go. You ready? Okay. 5 multiplied by 5 minus 5 times 2, add 2, and divide that by 7.
Did you get this over Bazooka Joe comic book?
I honestly, I just got 5. Yeah, multiply times 2, that's all I followed.
Oh, it is? Well, the answer was 6. All right, I'm going to give you another one, okay?
No, I'm more interested in Jerome than math question.
Ditto.
But my math SATs were higher.
That, we had to answer one every day in junior high. I had to answer one of those stupid questions. That's how I actually learned math at the racetrack. All right, your question for Jerome Bernard. Here we go.
So all I wanted you to tell me was that I was pretty, not that I was a genius.
I said you were talented and interesting. That's pretty. People love that.
I just want you to say, oh, you're such an exceptionally pretty, pretty girl.
You are very, very
pretty. You really
pretty.
Need to hear that,
you're
don't
so
you?
Pretty.
I really
You're so,
did.
So pretty. In fact, you're stupid. What? You're so pretty that you're stupid.
Yeah,
you're
when's the last time you heard? When's the last time you heard you were beautiful?
Well, earlier today, but, I'm a girl, so guys just tell you what they want to tell you to get into your pants. So.
Get out of here. Where'd you get that from?
There's the unstable thing I was talking about.
Yeah. Are you married?
No, but my second question will go into, am I going to lose this weight?
How much do you weigh?
I'm not overweight.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7 and a half.
And what do you weigh?
I weigh a lot.
How much do you weigh?
I wear size, 10-12.
How much do you
That's
weigh?
A huge bitch! That's not that. 10-12 is not big.
Rachel, I'm going to ask you one more time, then we're going to hang up on you. What do you weigh?
God, if there's someone knowing. All right, 180.
That's a huge bitch!
Well, that's No. I'm really not. I'm not overweight.
Well, that's a huge bitch!
But
you know what you've got
to
do.
Like 15 pounds.
You've got to exercise. You've got to get going. Physical activity is so important for you because if you aren't physically active now, you will have Alzheimer's disease early on.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm pretty
darn You're pretty
active.
And you're a genius, but you need to exercise.
Okay, but you didn't answer the question about career. Is this going to be the year for me or is it maybe
Here's
next
what I'm
year?
Telling you.
Yeah.
You're working at a field under your ability. I don't know if you will have success selling these two houses you're doing, but I will tell you this. You are not living up to your possibilities.
Did your doctor tell you you're overweight?
No, but no.
He didn't say anything, right?
No.
He just,
no. But I would like to,
You need to keep your spirits high, keep a never give up thing, and don't be afraid of change.
All right.
You have an incredible fate awaiting you if only you take a step.
Okay.
All right?
One last. You
Sell your houses and then do something.
All right,
do you see venture capital as being more at my...
Well, no. I don't know. I really don't. I'm telling
All
you
right.
The truth.
Thanks so much.
All
you
right. Thanks, Rachel.
You have great talents.
You're
so funny.
You
have great
talents.
Laughing.
All
You're
right,
very, very pretty.
Good
You're
luck
a pretty,
with that.
Pretty, pretty girl. You're so pretty.
All right. Take care of yourself.
That is one pretty, pretty
5'7",
girl.
180 is what I weigh. I weigh 180, and I'm 6'1".
Well,
and I'm overweight.
I didn't want to say.
Man, I hope she sheds that weight. She sounded like a very...
She's a smart girl.
She sounded like if she was at a buck 30, she'd be very attractive.
Let me tell you something.
But don't you think if she was at a buck 30, she'd be very attractive?
I'm not into the judging of the body fat. Look at me.
No, that's true.
Now, let me just say one thing to everybody. It's all about your attitude. If you learn nothing from anything I said tonight, if I didn't speak to you or I spoke to you, look at the positive. Stop taking what you have and making it diminished by your own thought patterns. I'll never be able to do that. I'm not that pretty. I'm smart, but not smarter than most people. You've been blessed with talents and abilities and beauty. Recognize them.
Sorry.
That's all I'll say.
All right. You're the best. Jerome Bernard, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have you on again, next year?
Probably.
Have a safe trip back to your little cobblestone.
My little elf hut in Massachusetts.
All right. You're the best. Jerome Bernard.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks,
Coming
everybody.
Up, we have the news with Gina Grant. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, we've located Randy Wang's own personal Disneyland, and 911 is there to help everyone, even crack dealers. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Also, don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be at the Grammys. And coming up next, in the next hour, John Ziegler is with us. And he's the one this week who had a tremendous battle on The View with Joy Behar and all the clowns on that show. So we'll play some of that audio and ask him exactly what happened. And he's got a documentary coming out that I think will sell millions of copies. He's not so sure, but I am. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John Ziegler coming up next. Jerome Bernard, thank you very much. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.